This is good. We've got Darren Chandler on the line.
Oh, he's ringing
General Manager of Operations and Commercial at the Adelaide Oval. And it was Darren that I saw on the TV news last night talking about this. Chance, good morning.
He had his mouth guard in too, which is a bit strange.
Chance, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
How are you, Chance?
Now, Chance, it's fair to say we haven't had anyone ring up and support this and say, yep, I can see why they're putting their prices up. Where do you stand on this?
Oh, look, I don't think anyone in any part of life likes prices going up in any industry. And, you know, we don't like putting prices up either. But, unfortunately, we've got a business to run. We need to make it stack up. And our prices go up significantly.
So why do your prices have to go up, but I can go everyone's saying the same thing, I can go anywhere in Adelaide and buy a pie or a beer for a lot less?
I'm sure, it's all relative. Prices have gone up, I'm sure, in a lot of those places as well. Starting points are different. Cost structures are completely different. I've been hearing callers talk about the price to get into the games. Well, that's not set by us, and we don't keep 1 cent of the money that comes from the ticket price. That goes back to the hirers and goes back to the clubs and Cricket Australia and et cetera. So,
well, hang on. Sorry, I need to ask
prices,
you about that.
Those prices go up as well.
I need to ask you about that. You're not telling me that you put that game on free of charge, are you?
We don't put games on free of charge, no, but the money from ticket revenue doesn't come to the Adelaide Oval.
Well, so that's what I'm saying. So therefore, you're saying to anyone that wants to use Adelaide Oval, come here and use it for free. You don't get any payment at all for an event to go on at your Oval. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, no, that's not true at
all. You just said you don't. All the money goes to the club.
No. As I said, about ticket prices. There's a range of structures in every different deal that we have in place with different horrors. But the ticket price goes back to, particularly in the AFL situation, Cricket Australia, the ticket price is controlled, and the money from that goes back to the AFL and the AFL club.
Chance, just comparing the Adelaide Oval prices compared to the MCG prices, there was a few differences there. How do you justify that for the punters out there?
Yeah, look, there's that's a comparison that's made quite often. The MCG has got a, they came out about 3 years ago and came out public and cut their prices and subsidised it. And they were able to subsidise it by the 100,000 members that they have, where they keep the revenue from that 100,000 membership base. And they have about 200,000 people on the waiting list who are paying money in. So they've got a huge cash flow coming in from that membership base. It's a completely different business model.
Who subsidises it? Is it the Oval or is it the government or...?
The MCG?
Yeah.
No, they subsidise it itself. They did a deal, I understand, with their caterer there and subsidise it from their revenues that are coming in from membership.
Because they had smaller crowds for a while.
Correct. Now, I'm not sure what impact that's had, but, they had the means to be able to do that.
Yep. Chance, sure. We've got a couple of messages here on Twitter asking or making the point, if, for example, you charge $3.50 for a bottle of water instead of $5.10, don't you then sell a lot more water and therefore recoup costs that way?
Oh, look, we go through detailed modelling processes with this, and that's why, where possible, we've only put prices up a minimal amount. Now, we understand people still think that's high, relative to supermarkets and other places it is, but we have huge costs as well that we have to absorb and manage the venue accordingly.
Can you just explain, Ditz asked about what the Stadium Management Authority makes a year. They're not allowed to make a significant profit, are they?
That's right. It's legislated that we can only make a $200,000 profit. The revenues go back into maintaining the stadium and then go back into grassroots sports and through cricket, football and other sporting associations through the levy that we pay back to the government.
So, hang on. This is clever accounting here. Is it right that, as Roo pointed out, you spent $9 million upgrading the lighting and the LED display at the Adelaide Oval, correct?
That's right.
Right. So therefore, you had $9 million in your kit.
No, the clubs had to pay. They have to pay extra per week for that.
Well, these are the questions I'm asking, Rudy.
I'm just trying to help you.
I'm trying to get to the bottom of, so was there $9 million in the fund to spend? Or
no, the clubs had to pay more per.
Hang on, let Chan's
game.
Yeah, no, that was a structured deal that was done. We borrowed the money from the Commonwealth Bank, and we've structured up a repayment process. You know, with the hirers of the venue, with contribution from us as well to make that work. So that's it was a joint effort to make sure we continue to deliver outstanding environment for fans at Adelaide Oval.
Jan, I'm sorry to harbour a point here, and I'm probably being a pain, but I want to go back to the point you made that none of the ticket money comes to you. You on game day, you are surely getting some money out of that game of football or that concert or whatever event it is that's on at the Adelaide Oval. You can't tell me that you are not taking 1 cent.
From ticket revenue, there are very, very few arrangements with hirers where we get anything from ticket revenue. Certainly AFL and cricket events are all going directly back to the AFL clubs or Cricket Australia.
So you're saying but you charge the club a certain amount to play a game there. They don't get it out of the ticket, but they charge a rental for the game. So
right.
They don't get it out of the ticket, but they get
it. This is what I'm trying to establish. You do make money out of that day.
There's some of the costs for running the event. We call them event costs. They come back against that ticket price. So, you know, your ushers and your staffing, your security costs and what have you, will go back against those ticket prices. So, but it's a very, very detailed model. But from a ticket revenue perspective, Adelaide Oval doesn't see any of that revenue.
All right, Chance, thanks for coming on. Thanks for explaining it. Thank you.
Good on you, Chance.
No worries.
Good on you, mate. Thanks, Darren Chandler, General Manager of Operations down there at the Adelaide Oval. Roo, I don't know, having heard both sides of this, I still maintain everywhere I go out there in society, everyone's got costs, and I don't pay anywhere near that for a beer or a pie anywhere else.
No, and they're not disagreeing with that.
But they're not doing anything about it either.
No, they're not.
No, so it's just bad luck.
Yep.